Big Sean in the building, y'all.
I'm up in here, man, off that caffeine.
Yes, sir.
Early in the morning.
You want some more coffee?
Nah, I'm good, man. I'm going to be bouncing off these walls in a minute.
We got this Keurig coffee machine back here. Got this donut shop coffee. Anybody want some coffee? Anybody want some coffee?
Man,
that's what get me crunk, this coffee.
Man, what you got in that coffee, man? You spiked your coffee or not?
Son, the best part of waking up is Folgers in your cup.
And Hennessy.
Be like them old folks drink. Old folks, my you know, grandma still drinks Sanka brand.
Yeah,
classic.
That's old school coffee.
Coffee and Hennessy would be a hell of a mix in the morning.
No, Craig, hey, no start nothing.
Hey, man, I'm speaking from experience, bro.
Word? Y'all totally believe it, man. Because, like, you hang out with some of the livest dudes in the game, man. Big Sean down with good music. Mm-hmm. Kanye West just dropped the Yeezus album. Also just dropped the baby. Have you had an opportunity to go and holler at the baby yet?
No, I haven't seen the baby. Haven't really. Nope. But I've talked to him, and I'm excited for him, man. It's crazy he's a dad.
Sure is.
Mm-hmm.
Like, out of everybody.
But you know what? Kanye is a real selfless person, man. You might not seem like that from the outside looking in, but he gives his whole life to, like, helping people and, like, making sure his music and craft is, like, really good. So it's tight that he has a kid, man. I think it's going to change him even more for the better and just make him even a better person. So straight up.
And even the way you got down with Kanye West is kind of like stuff of legend. It was, like, one of those things, like, you was just, like, real persistent and just kind of, like, from what I understand, you, like, he was doing an interview at a radio station.
Yeah.
You ran up there and, like, rhymed for him in the elevator or something like that?
Yeah, that's what happened. Basically, I was up at that radio station, like, freestyling for, like, a year straight, battle rapping. And I hate battle rapping, too, man. But it was just, I was trying to get my name out there. I was trying to get that grind going. So I was selling CDs in high school, went up there, rapped for him. You know, it's like, it's crazy how one little thing leads to another thing, leads to another thing that leads to, like, something that could change your life. You know what I'm saying? And, he saw the potential, and I've been with Kanye, and it took a couple years to sign to him after that. And I've been with him when a lot of people rap for him. And I was always like, damn, man, you ain't never signed nobody else who ever rapped for you. And I was like, why you sign me? Because obviously I've been getting better over time being around dudes like him, Jay, just legends, you know what I'm saying? And he was like, man, well, the crazy thing about it was you were clever and witty and all that, but it was your voice. Your tone of voice was just, it was crazy. He was like, as different as it is, he was like, I haven't heard a tone of voice that shocked me like that since I heard Biggie. And he was like, you don't sound like Biggie in any way, but when I heard you, like, spit, it, like, did something to me, like, when I first heard Biggie.
So. And he actually said you was going to be the greatest rapper of all time.
Yeah, he told me that in front of Jay-Z, and Jay-Z looked at me like, you know? It was funny because I rapped for Jay way back, and Jay wasn't really rocking with it. And then to fast forward, like, a year and a half later, 2 years later, he requested that I be on Click because he was like, yo, Sean, rip, he killed this song, man. And, like, you know, so it's just a progress thing.
What, play Click?
Yeah, I think I would just appreciate it so much more now that he's here, man.
Yeah.
We got Angel. Yeah. We got Angel on the line for Detroit.
Yo, get crunk as hell, man.
I pull it up. I pull it up.
Dog, you know I'm a fan, dog.
Good right, morning, Angel. You on the line with Big Sean.
What's up,
baby? Hey, Big Sean.
What's up, girl? What up, though?
Hey, I'm from Detroit also, and I met you when you came to Virginia. And, like, when I met you in person, you like a real down-to-earth person. And I just love that you didn't, you know, you didn't let the fame go to your head. You're still real cool. It's like, I call you my best friend when I refer to you when I listen to your music. I'm like, yeah, my best friend. And everybody's like, that is not your best friend. Like, no, you don't understand. He's like that cool.
No, I appreciate that, man. You know how Detroit roll, man.
We done been
at the bottom, so it's like, you can't be at the
bottom. I know. You're really helping our city out, too, because it's like, I see all the support with the murals that you got around town and stuff. It's just like.
Yeah, thank you, man.
You're doing something, man.
I appreciate that. I'm going to do more for the city, too, man. I need your support, too. I need your love, man, so keep showing it.
All right, thank you so much for your call. Hey, you are on the phone with Big Sean. The phone lines are blowing up. 8669 Ricky, good morning.
Demetrius.
Yeah, how you doing?
What up, though?
Hey, what's up? First of all, I want to congratulate you. I met you way, way back when you were in a group. Like, you was like 17 years old in Chicago. I was like a freshman in college, and you was working with Marcos. And it's great to see that you guys are still working together. Got hits together now.
Yeah.
And it's just, so first of all, that shows how much of a real person you are, that to this day, y'all was grinding, trying to make it back then, and now y'all eating together now. So
exactly.
I just want to congratulate you and everybody know that you're a hustler for real, that you've been doing this for a while, been grinding for a long time.
Man, that's how I go. You know, I feel like everybody got their own story. Even people who look like it happened for overnight, you don't ever know that full story, man. You don't ever know that person's family. You don't ever know what they had to go through, man. So I appreciate that. you know, a lot of people think it was handed to me, man, and I done been through some craziest ups and downs, man. So thanks a lot, man. Keep showing that love and support that new record too, player.